May too live up to your profession. I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that ye walk worthy of the vocation wherewith ye are called. Ephesians 4:1. Christ demands that those who take his name honor that name in spirit and word and deportment. In thought, word, and deed, they are to be Christ-like. Those who claim to be Christians and yet do not reveal in the life the virtues of Christ's character bear witness against the Savior. They dishonor him, putting him to open shame. The revelation of his grace and humanity is an evidence of the power of the truth. Those who profess to follow Christ and yet do not reveal this grace must know that their profession is a fraud. A professing Christian cannot descend to the world's level without dishonoring the religion of Christ and making himself disloyal. Such a one is offensive to God. The Lord cannot own him as his disciple. The Christian is to stand on vantage ground as a laborer together with God, but he is never to exalt himself. He is firmly to refuse the inducements presented by those who have no love for truth and righteousness. But his refusal is to be made in a Christ-like spirit, not pharisaically, with an attitude which says, "Stand aside, I am holier than thou." He must show that he cannot enter into sin because he is pledged by a most holy profession to honor the Lord Jesus Christ. By precept and example, he is to discountenance all departure from Bible principles, but at the same time, by the manifestation of Christ-like love, he is to make the religion of Christ attractive. He is to allow no bigotry to be seen in his life, but is to reveal tender compassion for those who have wandered away from Christ. Walk and work in the Spirit of Christ. Stand ever on guard, for temptations will come, and the Lord's disciples are to be as true as steel to principle. Be sure to reveal the character of Christ. The Lord will be your efficiency, your strength, and your exceeding great reward if you will trust constantly in Him.